Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen
indeed. Welcome to all of you this morning as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. Our divine service today is on page 184 is where it begins. We follow divine service setting 3. Please remember to fill out the attendance cards during the offering, and those receiving the Lord's Supper, please circle your name, and then the ushers will collect those on their way back after collecting the offering on their way back to the narthex. Welcome to our visitors. Glad to have you with us on this Easter Sunday. Please, if you would give us your contact information, that would be wonderful. Also, please take a moment to read a word to our visitors on the back of the attendance cards at the end of the pews. We thank you for honoring our biblical practice of closed communion. Just a couple of brief announcements this morning. Thanks to everyone who helped serve and participated in our Holy Week services. Our altar guild, who did a lot of behind-the-scenes work, office staff, all the communion assistants and other assistants. We had Pastor Jewelberg here last night, along with Pastor Lane, helping out with the Easter Vigil. The choir has been our bell choir, our cantorai, our cantor, all of our musicians. It's just Holy Week is such a high-octane week in the church year, but it's a wonderful week. And so we give thanks to God for all those who serve Christ and his church in the many and various ways. Between our services today, we have pastries and refreshments over in Luther Hall, so invite you to join us for that. There is a brief Sunday school lesson for the kids and then an Easter egg hunt as well, so that will be going on between the services along with that. When the bell is finished ringing, please stand and face the narthex door for our processional hymn. The Lord richly bless you today as you receive his holy word and blessed sacrament. And together we sing the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave
the iniquity of my sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
Glory be to God on high. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the resurrection of our Lord is from Job chapter 19. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth, and after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. This is the word of the Lord. Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone from us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father,
Alleluia, Christ is risen. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." You may be seated. So I'm a morning person, at least most of the time. I do have six kids, after all. Every Monday, Thursday, I resonate with when the Gospels recount how the disciples fall asleep in the evening while Jesus is praying in the garden. And then he has to rebuke them three times. "I feel your struggle, Peter. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." I like getting up early when it's quiet, the sun is rising, and the world is waking up. There's a newness and freshness to the morning. It's my most productive and focused time of the day. And numerous studies show the majority of what the world would call successful people, like CEOs of corporations and across other walks of life, get up before 6 a.m. Now, this isn't about routines and sleeping habits or shaming the night owls among us, but there's something striking that Mark tells us in the gospel reading. Listen again to what the Holy Spirit inspired him to record for us. "And very early, on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb." Now, the events of Holy Week are a lot to take in, a lot to fathom. Even now that that's the case, one can only imagine when these women were on that first Easter morning. Here they are, they're going to the tomb, because they wanted to anoint the body of Jesus. Caring for the body after death was something God's people did and still do. They didn't just discard a body, but wanted to go and do this one last act of compassion and care for their Lord. So the thoughts of these women must have been spinning. Take Mary Magdalene, for instance. She stood at the foot of the cross on Good Friday. She watched her Lord cry out and give up his spirit. She witnessed the soldier pierce his side. She heard the earthquake. She saw the darkness. And now, here she is on her way to the tomb very early in the morning. So the Sabbath had passed. They rested. And then Mark tells us in another detail. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And so even as they're going, they're even wondering, how in the world are we going to get to this body of Jesus? But you see, the day had dawned. It was early. A new day was upon the woman. And really, this new day brought about a sight that had been told about in the scriptures and from the Lord himself. The new morning was a day of life. This was the day of resurrection. Psalm 90, verse 14 says, "Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days." The gradual from Psalm 118 says, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And that Psalm verse, Psalm 118, is a messianic prophecy for the day of resurrection, the day of new creation, the day of new life. And so God acts. And the morning is associated with revealing his work and his redemption. You can look throughout all the scriptures and see this time and again. A few examples we see here. In 1 Samuel 5, the people of Ashdod discover their god Dagon has fallen on his face before the Ark of the Covenant, which the Philistines had captured. And so with his head and the palms of his hands cut off. Isaiah 37 speaks of how Hezekiah is rescued from the Assyrians after the angel of the Lord strikes down 185,000 men in their camp. And the evidence of this, all the dead bodies strewn around, is noticed when it says, "When the people of God rose early in that morning." In Daniel 6, Daniel is sealed into the lion's den overnight. And early in the morning, King Darius hurries up to the den and to his great relief, finds the prophet alive. Judges 6, Gideon, At God's instruction, pulls down his father's altar of Baal and cuts down the idol set beside it and does so at night. And then the evidence of this is apparent to the men of the town as they arise early in the morning. Now, those are just a few examples, and there are countless others, but you get the point. God's people see his mercy, they see his work, they see his victory in the morning. God's mercies are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness. So now they're here in Mark 16, early in the morning. In the gospel reading, they come to a glorious head when they find the tomb, and who's not there? We hear again, in entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." So the darkness of Good Friday had passed, and the new day, the new morning, has dawned. This day, Easter, is the day the Lord has made. Jesus really did rise from the dead just as he said he would and just as had been prophesied of old. This is the day Isaiah spoke of when he said, "It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." And this is what God preaches to you today, just as he himself preached to his disciples and the apostles, then proclaimed it into all the world. Everything written in the scriptures sees its fulfillment in Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God, who is crucified and risen. He is the Lord who has done it, as you heard at the end of Psalm 22 on Monday, Thursday. He is the one who said, "It is finished, it is paid in full," on Good Friday. Jesus is risen, your sin is forgiven, and you stand righteous before the throne of God on account of Christ. This day, this morning, is the resurrection of our Lord. And it's all about what is known now and the future, which is also known because of Jesus rising from the dead. So everything is different on this day. Or rather, Jesus makes things as they are supposed to be. And they look forward to the fullness of this for all eternity. This is the day of resurrection. This day informs your days as a baptized child of God, as you are a new creation in Christ. The day of resurrection is sometimes called the eighth day, which is why baptismal fonts have eight sides, where God has recreated you anew. And the readings today may be familiar. You've heard them, like Job 19 at funerals. And that's because funerals are a lot like Easter. Every Sunday is a little Easter. It's no surprise for you who belong to Christ. It's a day where fear is cast out. So God proclaims to you that death is defeated this day, and you have the victory in Jesus. And God calls you to hear his word, to treasure it, to take it to heart, to hold fast to it. Because the devil, the world, and your own fallen flesh, they want you to greet this day not with the eyes of light and light, but with darkness and death. The devil wants you to think that Jesus has been defeated, or that the resurrection is a hoax, or to greet this new morning just like any other day. Satan wants you to think nothing has changed and the death is still the end. And its sting is eternal. The world wants you to look at this morning in a similar way, like the evil foe, the devil, who is the prince of this world, after all, sees Easter with less and less significance. And rather than the world stopping everything and life revolving around Christ and his church, the world wants Christ and his church to submit to its schedules, views, and priorities. I'm a huge space nut. I love everything dealing with the space program. So if you haven't watched the news and you've been living under a rock, well, I guess Jesus was kind of living behind a rock for a little bit, you note that there's astronauts on the way to the moon right now. And they gave an Easter message. Now, if you know your NASA history, which I'm sure all of you know just so well, right, that, but I love these things. Apollo 8 was one of the first ones to go around the moon. And one of the things that they read was the story of creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Some of you maybe remember that. And then as the earth was coming up and they saw it into view over the moon. So there was an Easter message that was given by the astronauts. And I'm not trying to downgrade it too much, but it's all about this self-affirmation and our existence. Nothing about resurrection. Nothing about Christ. And our sinful flesh also wants us to view the Easter in a different way. It's always a dealer's choice when it comes to what your sinful nature wants and how it sees the resurrection. For some, the resurrection is so below them. They think they know better. They have a mind that can explain things away or rationalize their existence according to their own reason and logic. And these are the ones that fall the hardest when sin comes, when suffering is around the corner, and when you see death in this life. When they face these things or what they trust in is put to the test, it crumbles. And they end up in total despair or a meaningless existence that's constantly searching and never finding, trying to find a way to answer, to soothe the pain, to put it out of sight and out of mind, and have some semblance of a false sense of security and peace. For others, the sinful nature doesn't really believe and find confidence in the resurrection of Jesus. Sure, they would like to think death has been defeated. That'd be nice. They'd like to think the day is a new day that changes everything. But then when life hits, when they're tempted to forget or doubt God's promises, resurrection and life become nice sentiments and wishful thinking, but nothing real in confidence. And related to all this as well is the temptation of the sinful flesh to see the resurrection of Jesus as not impacting our daily lives, and that God has really granted us a new life in Christ. The epistle reading speaks to this when God inspired St. Paul to write, "Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, as you are really unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." So here's the thing in all of this, and what God says to you this morning, Christ is risen from the dead, and that does change everything. The devil, who is a liar, has been defeated, and he knows his time is short. The world is made foolish in its wisdom, and as Jesus has conquered by the cross and risen from the dead. And sin doesn't rule over you, because Jesus has atoned for it, and he is raised for your justification. Now baptized into Christ, you have, just as the beginning of Romans 6 says, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." Today is a new day. This morning is the day of your eternal life. You woke up this morning who in Christ, even though you die, you will live. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." So these women went to the tomb, and they saw and they heard something that speaks volumes to all eternity. "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." On this Easter morning, don't be alarmed. Rejoice. Jesus is risen. And likewise, you should not only expect, but know that just as Jesus is risen, just as his tomb was empty, yours will be too. And you will rise from the grave as well. Baptized into Christ, you see what your future holds when you gaze into the empty tomb the women saw on Easter morning. And in Christ, your eyes look forward to the future, not in trepidation, not with fear. Rather, you are yearning for the day the Lord returns. Because on Easter morning, God's judgment for you in Christ is forgiveness, life, salvation. Because Jesus is risen from the dead. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall be all made alive, but each in his order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Rejoice, dear people of God. Today is a festival of joy. What seemed like utter defeat on Friday is proclaimed to be the victory. In that beautiful hymn of the day you just sang, it was a strange and dreadful strife when life and death contended. The victory remained with life, the reign of death was ended. Holy Scripture plainly saith that death is swallowed up by death, its sting is lost forever. And so today that amen is proclaimed to you that you now stand righteous before the very throne of God. Your sin has been atoned for, and you are no longer God's enemy. You are his redeemed. You are his saints. And this day is the day of resurrection. Salvation is yours freely, fully. Sound the trumpets, unfurl the banners, proclaim the bold alleluias. The triumph of your king who has conquered sin, death, and the devil is victorious. And what a boldness, too, to live this life even now, because Jesus is crucified and risen from the grave. This is an extraordinary day. So everything around you, with all of its fury, with all of its suffering, with all of its misfortune, even with death, you shrug off. Why? Because this morning Jesus is risen and you know what you have in him. Even as you think about your own death, it's something to not be feared, because the tomb couldn't hold your Lord. And that means it can't hold you. Death has been overcome. It's lost its sting. So when you face death, and when you face the death of a Christian, you can even mock it and say, "Death, you have lost. The tomb of Christ is empty, and I am covered in him who has done this, for I am baptized and I will live forever. Even when my body is laid into the tomb, my soul goes to be with Jesus, and though my body may decay, the Lord will raise it up on the last day to immortality and incorruption, and in my own flesh, with my own two eyes, I will see God face to face. So be silent to death. Be silent, death. You have been conquered. You have lost. Christ has done it." And St. John, in his revelation, also reveals what is your future as you contemplate the resurrection of Jesus on this day. Because there is another new day coming as well. We hear, "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever." That is the eternal day, the eternal morning that you have as your Lord has won it for you. So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what a morning. What a day. Today you celebrate the resurrection of your Lord. And his victory is yours, an eternal victory of body and soul. What joy this day. Awake your heart with gladness. Now after gloom comes sadness. Your sin is forgiven and you are an heir of eternal life. Feast this Easter day on Christ, the bread of heaven. The word of grace has purged away the old and evil leaven. The scriptures have been fulfilled. Jesus did just as he said he would. And he promises you that you are his own and you will be with him forever. This morning you are safe. You're safe from evil. You laugh to scorn sin, the devil, and hell. And death can't scare you because it has lost its sting. Its power is gone, even if it may try to trick you into panic and trepidation and thinking that it has. Its words are empty and meaningless and lies. See your body and know that it has been redeemed by Christ and will be raised just as Jesus is, and you will see him face to face in the joys of paradise. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead, you have crowned him with glory and honor. All things, even death, lie under his pierced feet. Expand his dominion to every aspect of our lives and also to the ends of the earth, that all may see the fullness of your glory. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Lord, mighty God, you have established the church as the instrument of your saving purpose and endowed us with the gift of your word and sacrament. Enable us with the Holy Spirit that we may be renewed in witness, sustained in trial, and refreshed through the means of grace. Bless those who bring your gifts and preach your word. Give us willing ears to hear and willing hearts to keep this Easter faith. Lord, in your mercy. O God, lead your people in your steadfast love and guide them in strength to your holy abode. Sanctify our homes. Be the companion of those who live alone. Make our households places where your wisdom and grace are found. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Lord, your power is over all things. Even death has become your footstool. Reign over the might of man and preserve us against all threats. Give wisdom to our president, our governor, all elected and appointed public servants, and all who judge or enforce the rule of law. Grant peace in the world where there is war and violence, especially during this time of conflict in the Middle East. Be with all who served in our armed forces and all emergency personnel, law enforcement, firefighters, and medical services. Guard and keep them safe as they serve us. Deliver us from pride, from deceptions of self-sufficiency, and from the use of technology without conscience or purpose. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, have mercy on the sick and those in any need, especially Dean Music Peters. Let the dawning light of the new creation in Christ sustain them in faith. If accord with your will, grant them renewed health, a foretaste of their eternal healing in him. Lord, in your mercy. Father, you offered the Passover lamb, your son, Jesus Christ, to cleanse away the leaven of sin. Endow us with repentant hearts to receive his resurrected body and blood and newness of life. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, Heavenly Father, you have not let your Holy One see corruption, but have raised him in triumph from the dead, never to die again. Therefore, our hearts are glad and we rejoice, for our flesh also dwells secure. Since you have set him at your right hand, lead us to set his resurrection before us at all times, that his path of life and the fullness of joy in his presence may be known to us, until we come also to the eternal pleasures at his right hand forevermore. For you, O Father, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, are one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with
thy spirit. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, and most especially are we bound to praise you on this day, for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, We laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
The body and blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.